Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's not every day you can double your money, but with MyBookie, you can double your money instantly thanks to a double deposit bonus for all new users. With MyBookie's double deposit bonus, you sign up with the promo code SPORTSDRINK. You'll instantly receive double your initial deposit so you can kickstart your betting experience with the best games, leagues, and casino options to choose from. Set yourself up for success by doubling your first deposit when using the promo code SPORTSDRINK at MyBookie. That's promo code SPORTSDRINK. Double your deposit up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at MyBookie.
And if the sun comes up tomorrow,
welcome in to another Pitt Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host. Brought to you by the Sports Drink. Dear, and I'm sorry for myself. All right, we're done with Hootie. Yeah, Let Her Cry is my theme for this morning because of, there was a lot of tears shed over Kenny Pickett's fake slide, and I just don't understand why people got so upset over this. I mean, there were people, wishing personal injury on the guy, and I'm thinking to myself, what is wrong with people? You had some people like Chris Sims who pretty much cried their fucking eyes out over it. I mean, it was funny because Dan Patrick had him on the day before, and then the day after, then the next day, the day after, he had Kenny Pickett on. It's like, are you gonna bring Chris Sims to explain himself of why he, you know? And then the personal injury stuff was more from the Bear Nacho faction of college football, or guys who just never. Or guys who just maybe played back in the day, and maybe they played one time, and if it was me, I would injure him. And if you look at the play, let me see here. Actually, let's pull that up. In fact, for God's sakes, stop closing my applications. So I'm getting software. Updates on my computer right now, and of course at let me see here. Where is that anyway? I'm trying to find it here. Pat Narduzzi. I'm looking for his Twitter handle. Where is this anyway? Let's look for it here. Yeah, the slide, because I think Pat Narduzzi was trying to explain the whole slide thing. Let me find it here. Where is it? It's right here. Let me scroll down here. he didn't just, you know, he didn't just take that down, did he? I hope he didn't, because that was a really good video. Oh, here it is. Yeah, let's do this.
Holy mackerel, mister. You scared the jeepers out of me.
How would you like to take a break from that fine lead-based paint and learn
about... Yeah, here it comes. Here's defending the slide. Oh, this is awesome. I mean, this was great for Pentner and Disney to do this. Oh, that's great. What Pentner Dizzy was trying to explain was, I mean, if you saw the film, there was nobody around Kenny Pickett when he was about to do his fake slide. And he even explained that in the when he was on game day with all the other Heisman people. And it was funny because I'm watching it, and he's explaining it. And the only person that's really laughing is Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan. He got a kick out of it, and I think in a lot of ways maybe Aiden understood where Kenny was coming from. There was nobody around, but C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young they looked at Kenny like he'd like committed mass murder or something. Like he just like he just went to a you know went to a house, you know, some sort of place and just you know took out a whole family and just you know came out of the house. I mean, the slab was awesome. It gave a lot of press. It brought a lot of attention. But some attention was negative, and I think you had a lot of wrong cook types that I believe probably focused more on the slide, and that influenced their voting a bit on Kenny. So it was kind of a curse at the same time. You know, cause, you know, and of course, you know, people didn't, it seemed like the focus wasn't so much on what the career Kenny had at Pitt. You know, or the fact that he just won the Unitas Award. But he, and all the other stuff he did, his win over Clemson, the throws he made, the things he did. It was, and of course, the on top of that, the NIL stuff he was doing, where he was giving, you know, he was taking his linemen to lunch, he was giving back to the community. It wasn't all about that, it was about the slide, that was it. It wasn't about all the other stuff he was doing. Or did. It was about that slide, that was it. And I, you know, it was, you know, pretty annoying, to say the least. It was very annoying. But he won the Golden Arm Award. I mean, it was a great week. I mean, Jordan Addison wins the Blitnikoff. He joins the legacy of Antonio Bryant and Larry Fitzgerald. These guys who won it. But, I mean, the legacy doesn't end there. I mean, there's also Tyler Boyd. Another solid player that played at Pitt. You could probably throw Jonathan Baldwin in that mix as well. He was a great... I mean, his pro career was very disappointing. But his college career was really good. I mean, he had that... His last year at Pitt was... He was probably one of the best receivers in college football that year. And, you know, he... I'm trying to think. Did he come back? I don't think he... Oh, yeah, he did actually. He did come back the next year, and Tino was his quarterback, and things were disastrous. But still, though, he was one of the great receivers of Pitt. Boyd was too. I mean, although, you know, Boyd didn't win the Blitnikoff, but still, he was a really good receiver. And we can't forget about Maurice French as well. I mean, French, hell of a guy as well. I mean, hell of a receiver. So we can't really forget about talking about those guys as well. I mean, so there's, you know, Pitt's, you know, Pitt's had a pretty good run of really good receivers, and you know, but yeah, he joins a national legacy, you know. So it works out. And Cal Adamidis, he won the Manley Award for best long snapper in the nation. I mean, he's done some other, you know, things as well in terms of his community. He made some, he had Cal's kids where he raised, you know, well over 94,000, actually, it was 94K, but he raised 115,000 total, it looked like, last I looked, for cancer. He got his head shaved. Trey Tipton won the Disney Award for, you know, for what he was doing as well. I mean, promoting mental health. So, I mean, there's, you know, it's been an awesome year for Pitt as far as awards go. And of course, Addison and Picker were all Americans as well as, you know, as well for the Water Camp. I mean, there's other, you know, despite, you know, Kenny going third in the Heisman, which was still, you know, great for him. I thought he would go at least second place. There's a lot to be happy about with this. I'm not sure what happens to Kenny now after the with Mark Whipple gone. As you guys all saw Whipple, he went to Nebraska, which is kind of a weird. I mean, Whipple was at the end of his deal, and I didn't expect him to. I think we expected, you know, them to part ways, and I was just surprised he went to Nebraska, of all things. I mean, the guy is, I get where he's coming from. He's up there in age, and he was able to use this as one more big payout. I mean, he gets himself a payday before, you know, he moves on. But all in all, this was a great season for Pitt. I mean, if you guys saw the Pitt Live Wire where Narduzzi's telling people to calm down and he's punching things. I mean, it was just that was pretty much Pitt's attitude. Well, I mean, once they got the defense under you know, squared away, things were good. I mean, pretty much Pitt just kicked ass in that game, and you know, the award stuff was just great. I mean, Heisman's unfortunate. I mean, we all. That award's pretty much reserved for SEC, some Big 12 teams, and some Pac-12 teams. And, of course, Ohio State and Michigan. I mean, that's pretty much what that award is reserved for. Pitt Women's Volleyball is going to the Final Four. I watched that game, you know, against Purdue. And Purdue, you know, they had a really good defensive team. It just, you know, Purdue played hard, but it just, you know, Pitt was just a better team overall. And now they're in the finals, and if they win, they have a chance to probably face Louisville again, and I just hope it works out. Regardless, if you see what that volleyball team has been through, I mean, the 2 years ago, they were a one seed, and they lost that opening weekend. The next year, they were very close to getting to the Final Four. They were up 2-0, and they lost 3 straight. Now this year, they're finally in it, and it's awesome for them. I mean, you know, men's soccer had a nice run as well. I mean, there's just a lot to feel good about with Pitt Athletics, except for basketball, unfortunately. Women's basketball is off to a decent start, but they just lost to NC State, and NC State was number 2 ranked. They got ran off the court by NC State, so I don't know. I'm just, you know, they did pretty well. They did pretty well in non-conference play. Just they got to go in conference now, and it's going to be a different story. And I just hope, you know, Lance White and his group is able to work things out. In terms of Pitt hoops, men's hoops. They lost to Monmouth last night by a few points, and Monmouth was pretty much blowing them out in the first. Pretty much blew them out in the first. They were up, I think they were up almost 2 touchdowns, more than 2 touchdowns on Pitt. Second half, Pitt's defense locked down, but they came up short. I haven't really had anything nice to say about Pitt basketball, and because I'm just kind of disconnected from the program at this point. You know, Kevin Stallings came in, and I tried to support them as, you know, because I wanted Stallings to succeed, because if he succeeded, then that's good for the program. It turned out to be a disaster. Capel comes in. There's all this optimism. He's bringing some good players. Then the players leave. And then, of course, we're stuck with, and then we're down 2 players this year. and the team's playing hard, but it's, I just don't know where to go with this. I mean, they're going to go into conference play pretty soon, and it's going to, well, they already have. They lost Virginia by a point. I mean, they lost really two bad heartbreakers and to Minnesota and Virginia, and I'm not even sure where to go with this. I mean, they're playing hard, but I mean, are they going to be able to keep this up for the next, I don't know, how many games? I mean, is it 20 games or 18 games for a conference play? I don't know. I think it's 18, and I just don't know if they're going to have the, or 16, probably 16, 20 games. Let's estimate and just be done with it. I just don't know if they're going to have it. I could be wrong, though. But, of course, let's take a break to talk to you about MyBookie. You can double your money with MyBookie with their double deposit bonus for new users. Go there, sign up, use the promo code SPORTSDRINK. You want to receive a double your initial deposit so you can kickstart your betting experience with all the best games, leagues, and casino options. Set yourself up for success by doubling your deposit when using promo code SPORTSDRINK at MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. But, yeah, I mean, there's as far as the rest of the things go, I mean, Pitt's got, time for prepare against Michigan State, and I'm not sure what's going to happen here because, you know, Mark Whipple's gone, and who does the offense now? Who calls plays? Probably Tim Salem, but Pitt needs an offensive coordinator, and I'm thinking my fear is that Penn Arduzzi's going to go and look through all the Michigan State graduate assistants that he worked with and choose one of them because he did that with the linebackers coach. And I mean, we've lost three players now to the transfer portal and they're linebackers. So I'm not sure what's going on there because, yeah, we're going to need some linebackers. That's going to be a definite Achilles heel. You know, unless we play like a three, you know, unless we play a four-man front with, you know, with seven defensive backs, I mean, we could do that. Maybe it'll help, with the four-man front and some defensive backs, maybe we can, defend the RPOs a little better. We got that going for us. I don't know. But I'm sure they'll figure it out. But, I mean, offense as well. I mean, we need some, I mean, Brandon Marion's obviously, I would love to give him a chance because he's, up and coming. Now, Penn State hired Manny Diaz as their defensive coordinator, not offensive. And it's actually a good hire for them because he's a great assistant. He's a good, he'll recruit. But, I mean, I've talked to some people in Penn State land and it's mixed reviews with this because they feel that James Franklin is trying to quick fix everything and it's screwing them up. I mean, because he tried to quick fix the offense initially. And it's been disastrous. You know, Sean Clifford's coming back because he really has no choice but to come back. I mean, numbers-wise, he wasn't bad, but I don't know about it, though. I mean, he just, whatever. I thought he was getting better. He looked a lot better, but just he's playing behind a really bad offensive line. I'm not sure what Jahan Dotson's doing. I mean, Jahan Dotson's a senior, so I don't think he has an extra year left. I think he probably goes to the NFL. Well, he's going to have no choice but to do that as well. I mean, he's a senior. I don't know if he has an extra year, though. Yeah, it's something to think about. Yeah, I think that was his last game, actually. Let's see here. If you look here, John Dawson mostly discusses. Yeah, I think this is probably his last game, I'm thinking. But, yeah. They're thinking that Franklin's trying to quick fix everything. And, of course, there's with Manny Diaz, there's a chance he's gone in 1 to 3 years. And you're going to have, then you have to, then you have that again. But that's just part of the whole. I mean, that's what happens when you hire somebody like Manny Diaz. You're gonna take the risk of him possibly, leaving. Those things happen. But But let's see here. We got a transfer here. Tyquan Robinson from Penn State. He's leaving. He looked pretty bad in that game. I mean, in the time that he came in, he looked horrible. So it's probably best that he gets out of there. And he looked really bad, I remember. I'm not sure. Well, Pitt's actually hosting. They hosted Chuba Purdy from Florida State. They hosted him over the weekend. So Pitt's obviously looking for somebody to step in and pick up where they left off, because they got some pretty solid players still, receivers particularly. They just need somebody to throw the football. But anyways, guys, I'm done here. I'm all out of fucking breath. Maybe I'll talk some more later this week. I'm not really going to talk much, but I really feel like talking about the Heisman a whole lot, because it is what it is, and who cares. But hell to pick, guys. Talk to you later.